2024 is the last year of free speech, democracy in the Western world. By Paul Craig Roberts. Don't let the alarmist sound of this column's title put you off. It is not a conspiracy theory. This column is a factual report, as you will see if you read on. Everyone needs to understand that the ruling elite in the United States are implementing a decision to redefine democracy in a way that eliminates democracy, makes Congress superfluous, voting pointless, and discards the Constitution as an outdated document inconsistent with the power the ruling elite intend to wield over Americans and the rest of the world. The decision has been made to redefine democracy from the will of the people to protecting the sanctity of democratic institutions. Precisely, what are democratic institutions? They are not the institutions, such as Congress and representative government or the rule of law and an independent judiciary, that we currently regard as democratic institutions. Democratic institutions are the institutions of the censorship industry, such as the military security complex, State Department, NATO, CIA, FBI, International Monetary Fund, World Bank, non-governmental organizations, NGOs, Atlantic Council, Aspen Institute, Prestatutes, BlackRock, JP Morgan Chase, and other consensus-building institutions that set agendas and control the narratives. To express disagreement with the consensus these elite institutions build is considered to be an attack on democracy. In other words, democracy is the property of the elite institutions, and the sanctity of these elite institutions must be protected from the people defined by Hillary Clinton as the Trump deplorables. The will of the people is eliminated from the picture. It might surprise you, but universities, major corporations, especially the tech companies and social media, law schools, medical associations, and governors and members of Congress associated with the World Economic Forum accept the redefinition of democracy that excludes the will of the people. They also agree that the Constitution is inconsistent with the power they intend to wield over citizens. As I write, the State Department is busy at work obstructing inquiry by the House of Representatives into the executive branch's use of taxpayers' money to censor what we may hear about COVID, the COVID vaccine, election fraud, the Ukraine war, Iran, Russia, China, and other topics. On February 16, Tucker Carlson interviewed Mike Benz, the world's leading expert on the censorship industry. Here you have a complete and accurate explanation of who rules us, and no, it is not the Rothschilds and the Bilderbergers, and why the U.S. government has decided to deep-six the First Amendment. The decision has been made, and it is currently being implemented. It means that suppression will be used to convert the entirety of the internet and social media into a propaganda ministry serving official narratives. All of the hope that libertarians had of the freedom to speak that the internet would provide has turned out to be unrealistic. You can see already the trouble Elon Musk is in for permitting some level of free speech on his social media platform X. The government has launched investigations of Musk and his companies with the intent of forcing him out. Both the state of California and the European Union have moved against Musk to force him via enormous financial penalties to turn over to the censorship industry the information that the previous owner was supplying, information used in AI programs to determine who to ban and what posts to take down. Soon, the alternative and social media will exist only as propaganda sites for the consensus-building elite institutions. The disintegration of Western civilization is proceeding so rapidly that I cannot keep up with it even as a full-time job. As I reported recently, the French government has just criminalized medical truth, and the World Health Organization is about to do so in May of this year. People will no longer have control over their own health decisions. The U.S. government not only keeps the U.S. border wide open for people of color, Washington also supplies the NGOs who are recruiting the immigrant invaders with hundreds of millions of dollars with which to provide the immigrant invaders with food, water, medical care, and sleeping accommodation along the mapped routes. It can't happen, you say? But it is happening right in front of our eyes. Insouciant, gullible Americans are expert at fleeing from unsettling bad news. Thus, they pave their own path to tyranny. Tyranny is easy to establish over peoples who have false confidence in their constitutional rights and the integrity of their institutions. The more patriotic the population is, the more susceptible it is to deception and betrayal by the government. Try telling patriots what is happening to them, and they will call you a commie for speaking badly about their beloved country. Christian evangelicals have no opposition to the evil that is engulfing us, because they have been brainwashed to believe they will escape it by being wafted up to heaven. The growth of evil is actually their escape from a sinful world. The more evil, the sooner their escape. For most of the rest, liberal interventionists and hegemonic neoconservatives have taught that America is exceptional and indispensable, so how can anything go wrong? Combine these awareness blockers with the fact that uncomfortable truths are a bad news turnoff, and that censorship is being established as a national security matter with the argument that it makes us safe and protects democracy. Consequently, the criminalization of truth is rushing ahead. Even the word truth is slated to become a hate word that cannot be spoken. Any information that you have saved that helps you to understand the tyranny that is engulfing us should be stored in thumb drives and not in the cloud, as all information undermining of the consensus-building institutions will be consigned to the memory hole. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts was Assistant Secretary of the U.S. Treasury under President Ronald Reagan and was Associate Editor and Columnist at the Wall Street Journal. He has been a professor of economics in 6 universities and is the author of numerous books available at www.americanfreepress.net.